Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how I can teach you how to talk like a watch aficionado. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. On today's episode, I wanted to broach a subject that I think is very important, and I think that can help you. Oftentimes, I have a lot of clients that feel, I can tell when I speak to them, they feel overwhelmed or they feel intimidated, and it can be a daunting experience when you're talking to someone, especially who knows watches. In the case of what I do, I've done this my whole life, so I've been around people who know watches, but I've also been around people who don't know watches, and I can tell that there are a lot of people out there who want to know more about how to become more well-versed in watches, or how to talk like a watch aficionado, or how to understand the terms and the references and things that are associated with the watch business, watches, the industry, marketing, all that. So I just wanted to talk about this today and have a conversation about it and explain that, you know, through my thinking about more of it, why not help and offer my services and try, and you know, whereby you can learn, I can coach you, guide you, give you lessons, if you will, on how to talk like a watch expert and actually understand what these references mean and go through history, go through collections, go through evolution, go through so many things that, you know, you would need to understand in order to become or be well versed in talking about watches. I've done this for over 25 years, so obviously it's not something you're going to learn overnight. And even in my teachings, these are the kind of things, if you really want to know more and more and be very well versed in it, can take, you know, a couple of years, a year to a couple of years to really learn. I'd say a year if you like anything you want to really immerse yourself and learn about. You get a good general knowledge. You may not know everything by the end of it, but you'd have a good general understanding behind it. So, you know, what I offer is, it's 150 bucks. You get an hour of my time over the phone or in person if you live locally. If you, you know, want me to come out and see you, you would take care of my travel expenses, etc. And it's 150 bucks an hour, and I would coach you, guide you, get you more well-versed in watches. You would take notes, and you know, we would have conversations about it. You can ask me anything. I mean, I've been doing this for so long. I've been, you know, trained by the best brands in the world, and I've had an incredible experience. I have a unique partnership with the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas as, you know, the world's first watch expert in a luxury hotel that I, you know, developed with that hotel about 4 years ago. I have a unique partnership with an incredible watch brand called Kingsley 1945 Watches, where, you know, we build custom hand-assembled watches for under $2,000. Amazing brand. They're out of Providence, Rhode Island. But, you know, more importantly, I've been very, you know, well-versed with these brands, obviously on a sales level, but also on a personal level, the people behind the brands. You know, when I worked in retail, it was a family business we were in. You know, we used to have these watch company presidents over to our house and have dinner with them and go on outings. We knew their family, their kids, you know, like it was a family in itself. So I have an understanding of the watch industry, and I have an understanding of the brands, and I have an understanding of the marketing and what goes behind these brands more than a lot of the people who are in the industry themselves and are considered leaders. The watch blogs out there have done a very fine job with giving you information and getting you the information. And I don't take anything away from those people. They're pretty phenomenal in their own right for what they've done. My services are a lot more closer to home in my sense, because I actually sell these things. I've been in retail for most of my life, even on my own. I mean, I'm not physically selling watches. I have the best partnerships and relationships with authorized dealers, so I can get you, you know, the best brands in the world at the most competitive prices, and I don't have to carry an inventory. So that's also another partnership I have. And as part of my relationship with the Mandarin, I would only work with authorized dealers to get you and to get their clients the best watches at the best prices, and in some cases no tax depending on where you live. But yeah, I mean, just to get more knowledgeable about the industry and to see the evolution, and it's amazing, you know, like my foray into the industry started when I was, you know, really 12 years old, and my dad got me my first calculator watch, and I thought it was the best thing I had ever had in my life. You know, it was cool, it was geeky, it was gadgety, it was different, you know. And then he opened the world's largest store for Swatch watches, you know, back in the day, late 80s, early 90s, and, you know, we became the world's largest watch store. And then we started carrying Rolex. In another store, we started carrying Rolex and IWC and all these brands that, you know, I mean, everyone's always heard of Rolex, but a lot of the brands like IWC, Vacheron Constantin, Gerard Perregaux, you know, Chrono Swiss. I mean, there's so many brands that I can't even tell you, that we had Ulysse Nardin, so many brands that we were the pioneers before a lot of other stores. You know, we were right up there with Cellini and Wempe, who are considered some of the best stores in the world for watches. So, you know, we got Panerai, one of the first retailers for Panerai. You know, we had A. Lange & Söhne. We had just about everything you can possibly imagine. And it just, so you, I guess what I'm saying is my knowledge is incredibly immense, not just on the journalistic side, but on, in terms of the exposure I had to these brands, you know, at a very young age, and the understanding I had to have at a very young age. I remember when, it's a funny story, I remember when we had Panerai come to our store. This was like in 2001, 2002, before, you know, the brand officially came to the U.S. in 99, or, you know, became a brand in 99 to the public. And in 2001, 2002, we got the brand, and I just remember selling, I think we only got like 5 or 10 watches in our initial order, and I sold all of them within, I don't know, 10 days. And when the president of Panerai at that time, whose name is Philippe Bonnet, who's now with the president of Jaeger LeCoultre, I just remember sitting down with him and saying, hey, like, you know, your radio mirrors look exactly like vintage Rolexes. Do they have any history together? Do they work together? And he was astounded that at that time that I knew, like, without even really knowing anything about the brand, just selling the brand with passion because I liked it, that yes, in fact, there was. Rolex made all of Panerai's cases between 1936 and 1956. So it made complete sense to me. Like, I had a understanding generally, I think, of these things because I'm very intrigued by the history and what links these brands together and how these brands evolve and how they change and why they do certain things that they do. And, you know, from that aspect, I constantly want to know. I'm like a 2-year-old. I want to know why or how. But I've always been fascinated by that. It's crazy because when I was a kid, I always failed history. And it's in life, I know it's that cliche saying that you're doomed to repeat it. Well, I definitely can agree on that level because I've repeated it so many times throughout my career and wanting to repeat it because I really like it. And I think it's just because of my wanting to know what the answers are. And I don't know every answer. Even after 25, 30 years, I don't know every answer, and I don't claim to know every answer. But I, you know, just as much as this is a journey and a search for you, it's a journey and a search for me. And the day it stops becoming a journey and a search is the day I stop doing it. So, you know, for me, that's part of the reason I want to help you. And if you want to take this journey, I want to be able to take this journey with you, and I want to be able to help you. And you can do that. You can book a consultation. It's $150 an hour. You can pay that through my website via PayPal. And, you know, if you want to have one lesson and learn and not do it, fine. If you want to continue, awesome. And whatever you spend in lessons or coaching or whatever you want to call it, I'll apply it towards the purchase of a watch whenever you're ready within that year. Otherwise, it's non-refundable and that fee is for my time. So I think it's a great way for you to learn. It's a great way for you to understand. And it's a great way for you to get your confidence in a subject that you may feel completely overwhelmed and intimidated by because there's so much to know. And I want to demystify that for you and make it easy. So definitely reach out to me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. That's my email address. Any questions or knowledge you need to know or my opinion, like I said, I charge $150 and that's paid through PayPal and that's on an hourly basis. You can definitely check out my new website, which I launched over a month ago, which I'm extremely proud of. On there, you can, you know, watch my videos, hear my podcasts. Check out Kingsley 1945 watches, which I distribute. You can check out my services. You can book a consultation. You can read my blog. I mean, it's incredibly comprehensive. You can even stream my Facebook Live posts, which I do on a somewhat regular basis. So you can watch me live. You can hear me. You can read my posts. Just a very comprehensive way. And until next time, rock on and fly back.